Mr. Felixson wanted to own the gin house. He says, hey, Noble, this old byword he had, you know, says, you know, we fool around here and let all them politicians to get away and we ain't even got a drink. And Pa, he went and dug that out the cotton seed, you know, and said, look at him, Mr. Felixson. Hey, God damn, if I'd have had as much sense as you had, we'd have had us a quarter piece, wouldn't we?
Yeah. You know, my grandfather had a white man who used to work for him, and a couple of years ago he got arrested. He had a still and he was running off. He had an electric quarter mile back in the woods.
Good.
J.C. Zetto. I don't know whether you ever heard of that, but he got arrested. A couple of government men came down there and got him. Well, did you ever hear of that people making it around here? Or?
Yeah, they used to make it in here. And way back in my daddy's, way back in there, for a while they were born, but the. Of course, one fellow, they ain't had no money to buy no whiskey, but they make them a little bit for their own use, you know. Maybe you'd come along, I'd give you a gallon of mine,
yeah,
you'd
yeah.
make some, you give me back my gallon, but later on they got to
make it.
Yeah.
Too.
That's right, I remember at home, my dad and I kept some sitting on the mantelboard all the time. Mantelpiece, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But they'd make them some back in then, especially when they made the syrup, they'd get that old cane skimmings and make them some. You know, you the old skimmings and make them
off
some
the
old, right, that old beer stuff on the skimmings of the making that syrup, they'd keep it and they'd make them some cane skimming whiskey out of it. You could smell the mess.
What do they call it, what they'd make?
That's the one thing I don't know.
Name for it. Did you ever hear of the Blind Tiger? Was that a place? Somebody told me about a Blind Tiger once. That was a place where they put whiskey in a stump out in the woods, and somebody put a $20 bill in the stump, and that was the Blind Tiger, the stump was.
I know that. I mean, they done it though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just interested in old ways of brewing that people.
I remember you tell Cameo right down in my uncle's and. That old nigger. Well, he saved the cane skimmings and he told my daddy he was going down here to a spring right down here. He said, nope. Mr. Noble says, I'm going to go down there tonight. I'm going to run some of that cane skimmings. He had maybe a barrel or something. And then Pa, he said, come down, I'll give you a quarter of it. And Pa seen he wasn't going to make much, you know. And He said, well, I'll take these here two quarts and go on back to the house, you know. And he figured that he was fixing to break, you know, the rest of it wasn't going to be nothing, you know. And the old nigga told him like this, but no, you know that rest of that stuff wasn't going to be nothing. See, you got all the liquor. You can hear old folks telling old tales about how to fool something on one another.
Moonshine, they call it moonshine, right?
Yeah.
Homebrew was beer, like everything.
Yeah, they used to, I mind you, all of them make them some homebrew.
Yeah.
They mind you, ever old farm or something, eating hammer churner. There's some of them still make some of that old homebrew, but not many of them, everybody quit it.
Yeah, I've seen people make it in Mississippi, you know. Of course, you can still make a certain amount of it.
Oh, yeah, you can make it now.
You can make it
wine and homebrew and stuff. It ain't against the law.
That's right.
There's an old fella come from up here, North Georgia, come down here with hunting. He makes him 300 or 400 gallons of wine every year.
Good?
Man, good. You don't know nothing. Get Buddy to tell you about that wine. You hear back in this.
Scumping on, or?
He buys his grapes and stuff to make it.
Like Brio cream, a little dab will do.
He has a little glass. He said, you want to drink of it? And he don't say it. You know, he just gives it to you. And he'll tell you, and just drink you one of these glasses. He said, don't drink over two. He said, don't drink no more. He said, two is plenty. And Buddy, he's out there playing something with the kids, huh? Last one of them, Buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy, he's figured it tasted pretty good. He drank them 4 or 5 glasses and he like never got home.